Well, thank you so much. Yes, it's Mike and Kim, and we're delighted to be with you here on the day before Veterans Day. We're looking at November 10th. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News before we dig into the good stuff. You know, a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News sitting at your table, along with a cup of coffee, sounds like a pretty good deal. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. You can visit tsln.com to subscribe today. It's what ranchers read.
The Terry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area. Maybe you're looking for a little winter getaway. How about around Valentine's Day? Yeah, Valentine's Day celebration in Valentine, Nebraska is kind of fun. They also are going to have the Bull Bash on Main Street. So check that out. Bulls on Main Street. Yep, right here in Valentine as well. Or maybe just a little ice fishing trip on some of the Great Lakes here during the wintertime. So there are things to do in the wintertime, and you can find out about those and more at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to share as we head into Veterans Day?
This is a piece by Dan Valentine, and it's called What is a Veteran? He's a man who looks the world in the eye. He's a man who feels an extra heart tug when the flag goes by. He's a man who steps a little faster when he hears the beat of a military band. He's a veteran. He comes in all assorted sizes and shapes. He's a big man. He's a small man. He's a short man. He's a tall man. He is the doughboy of World War I, the GI of World War II. He's a man who's seen Korea's skies and fought the cold and silent battle of uneasy Berlin. He's a veteran. He's a sailor, soldier, marine. He is flyer, CB, Coast Guard. He is artillery, infantry, medic, chemical corps, armored and ordnance. He's a veteran. He has the quiet dignity of a man who knows the price of freedom. He has the clear eyes of a man who respects himself. He is courage living on Main Street. He is patriotism mowing the lawn on Saturday afternoon. He is good citizenship with a smile on his face. He is a veteran. He is Republican, Democrat, Independent. He is father, grandfather, husband, bachelor, uncle. He is plumber, doctor, salesman. He is mechanic, farmer, banker. He is Catholic, Protestant, Jew. He is rich and poor and in between. He's a veteran. He's a man who loves peace because he knows the price tag of war. He's a member of history's most exclusive fraternity. He's been there. He's a veteran. He likes the majesty of American mountains, the tranquility of America's valleys. He likes the bustle of American cities and the friendliness of America's main streets. He likes the sound of America's children playing on American playgrounds. He likes to see the flag go by and hear the sound of an American bugle playing taps. He is a citizen soldier, peacetime leader. He's the first to volunteer in time of trouble and the last to come home. He's a veteran. He is proud of his American past, alert to his American present, confident of his American future. He likes the legends of America's great, the Washingtons, the Jeffersons, the Abraham Lincolns, the Roosevelts, the Robert E. Lees, the Stonewall Jacksons, the Pattons, the Eisenhowers, the MacArthurs, and all the proud patriots who have marched through America's history books. He has bivouacked at Valley Forge, charged the hills at Gettysburg, faced the fire at San Juan Hill, stormed the sands of Guadalcanal, slewed through the Marne, and swarmed shores at Omaha Beach. He's a veteran. In the very rear of a secret heart, there is always a tinge of sorrow, a souvenir of sadness for lost and departed comrades. No matter how gray his temples grow or how many inches he adds to his middle-aged waist, he always walks with a distinctive pride that isn't given to lesser men. He is America with an honorable discharge. He is democracy with a good conduct medal, lost in the darkness of his keepsake box. He is freedom with a purple heart. He's a first-class fighting man with a quiet walk and a sentimental grin. He's America's most honored citizen. He's a veteran. Dan Valentine, what is a veteran?
All right. Very appropriate here at this time of the year, of course. And we thank all of our veterans from The Good Stuff.